Commissioner George P. Bush, he's the head of the Texas General Land Office, has made coastal resiliency a major priority of his at the Texas Land Office. And so he is working not only to increase outreach to coastal communities, but also to facilitate a greater understanding of what is currently happening and how to share information. Right now, there are several studies being conducted along the coast with different focuses that we want to be able to have those people talk to each other and to have those leaders be able to express what is working, best practices, and what their results have been of their analyses so that we can come up with a comprehensive plan for the future of coastal resiliency. As you know, being from Corpus Christi, the needs of Corpus Christi might differ greatly from Galveston or, down in the valley. So we need to be able to communicate with those local leaders about what their needs are, what their assessments, what their risks are, and share that information across government.
And so is this sort of a new and improved plan, or are there some major differences between this and the usual hurricane preparedness that we always hear about?
There are several different studies currently being conducted. The GLO has two concurrent plans going on right now. One is the Texas Coastal Resiliency Master Plan. That's being done on the state level. It's an analysis coastwide of what the needs and assessments are for coastal resiliencies. Those may study potential lower cost plans and options such as wetland marshes that will prevent storm surge. And then we are also working with our partners at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on a what they're calling the Coastal Texas Protection and Restoration Feasibility Study. That's a long name for basically the mega study, and that will focus more on the Houston and Galveston area and will work on storm prevention for those major areas with the shipping there. But we're wanting to integrate those two master plans with other plans that are going on along the coast, such as the one that the Gulf Coast Community Protection and Recovery District, the GCCPRD, is doing. And then also there's another USAIS study going on studying levees from Sabine Pass to Galveston Bay. And then the Texas Coastal Infrastructure Study, which is studying smaller priorities along the 22-county coastal community, so that we can take what is being learned by each one of those and have the information available at your fingertips so that somebody that is in Corpus Christi can better understand what somebody in Orange, Texas is studying and understanding. So that idea of communicating coastwide with local leaders, state leaders, interest groups, we have people in the business community that are heavily affected by our coastal protection, and we want to make sure that we integrate those conversations together and enable coastwide communication. Commissioner Bush, about a month ago, announced a Coastal Resiliency Advisory Group. That is a divided into five coastal regions, and involves the Regional Councils of Government, the COGS. They are going to be appointing three members from each region, which includes an elected official, maybe from a local county or municipality, and then somebody from the Coastal Conservation or Regional Planning Organization, as well as somebody from the coastal business community or perhaps a regional port, and have three members from each of those areas represent those ideas and the information that they want to share to the commissioner. So we are going to be announcing the first round of the individuals that have been selected for what we are calling the CCRAG, the Commissioner's Coastal Resiliency Advisory Group. Those individuals will be meeting here in Austin or in different areas along the coast so that we can have a local perspective represented and bring those ideas to bear so that we can have a conversation about what priorities need to be put forward and which ideas and best practices are working in the communities.